Hi, it's the Three Strikes show with me, Rob Gutman, not Gareth Roberts. I'm standing in again for Gareth. And joining me to discuss, what do we discuss on the Three Strikes show? We discuss three things that we want to strike, I don't know, strike off, strike about. Anyway, we'll work this out during the course of the show. I'm still relatively new to it, having done it first about a month ago, and I can't remember what I said or did then either. But joining me are Emma Sanders, Mo Stewart, and Mike Kearney. The topics I've come up with today, he said lime because Gibbo came up with them all, but the topics are as follows. We're going to have a chat at the beginning of the show about the recent spate of Premier League postponements and EFL postponements, and, well, the chat about the FA Cup and why there weren't any postponements. We're going to also move on to talk about the deals that were announced for Manchester City last week, the new commercial deals that were widely speculated about across social media and beyond. And we're going to finish off having a bit of a chat about Barcelona and how they're getting on. I've put in my heading, Barcelona, the state of them. So that's a broad brush of subjects implied by that, but we're going to deal with them later in the show. Let's start off by talking about the Premier League postponements. Emma, I think I've brought this to the fore because I think part of the raison d'etre of this show, thinking about it now, is what footy stuff are we chatting about as fans that isn't directly Liverpool? That's kind of how I would head this. Now, social media in particular was full of... all kinds of frustrations at Liverpool managing to get up their League Cup semi-final with Arsenal postponed last week while certain other games weren't postponed. And backwards and forwards we went with example and counter-example. I think it was James Pearce in The Athletic who did an interesting piece describing actually how rules have evolved around when you can get games postponed and how different competitions deal with it differently. What's been your overall feeling about what's gone on?
I mean, I think now I'm just feeling frustration because I think every football fan just wants to see games of football played. And I think the calendar and the schedule now is getting so disruptive that it's just really difficult to know what games are going to be on it every week. It's difficult to plan. It's difficult to sort of look at the overall picture of stuff because things are just constantly changing. And I think the problem for me is that now it's not just COVID. It's factoring in injuries or it's factoring in international players unavailable due to AFCON. Or it's factoring in people who are close contacts or whatever it might be. It's just the whole season, it's just been, almost a knock-on effect. If it's not for one reason, it's for another one or for another one or for another one. And I think that's where, for me, it's got a bit silly. I think the FA had the right idea with the FA Cup, where it's a case of, my understanding, it was basically purely on COVID. And they pretty much got all of the games underway, and they were just a lot stricter. And they basically said to clubs, like, you have to do everything in your power to play these cup games.